Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be clouds and sun mixing. We'll have a high near 40 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 20. It is 18 in Burlington. Milwaukee is at 21 degrees. And we have 18 degrees also in Racine. The driver of a pickup truck that hit a tree along Kenosha County Highway F near Silver Lake yesterday seriously hurt, taken by Flight for Life to Frederick Hospital. The accident reported in the 26400 block of Silver Lake Road. The victim, in his 60s, had to be extricated from the damaged vehicle. His identity and his condition have not been released at this point by the Kenosha Sheriff's Department. A Union Grove woman remains in jail for attempted second-degree intentional homicide. This after the shooting of her husband early yesterday morning in their apartment. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Racine County Sheriff's deputies were called to a home in the Grove to investigate a domestic situation during which a man, identified as Conrad Medea, had been shot. According to a news release, Medea and his wife Phyllis had been involved in a verbal and physical argument before she allegedly shot her husband. He was airlifted to a Milwaukee hospital for treatment and is expected to recover from his injuries. Phyllis Medea was treated for minor injuries at Ascension All Saints Hospital and arrested after her release. She's being held in the Racine County Jail and the investigation into the incident continues. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Racine County DA's office charging a Kenosha man with stealing thousands of dollars worth of tools from the Sturtevant Farm and Fleet store within the last couple of weeks. Criminal complaint says more than $1,000 worth of tools were taken December the 14th, nearly $2,500 worth on the 18th. Same man involved in that situation, putting the items into a shopping cart, pushing it toward a door near the loading dock, and that's where a truck was parked. A third incident avoided December 23rd, employees locking the gate by the loading dock. 30-year-old Francisco Ruffalo facing two counts of felony retail theft. 31-year-old Bruce Broad from Kenosha as well as facing a retail theft charge. He allegedly was the driver of the truck. Both men going to be back in court next week. Fire call in Kenosha we told you about yesterday. That involved a residential facility in the 6000 block of 18th Avenue where a stove was reportedly being used improperly to provide heat and it set off the sprinkler system. Kenosha firefighters dispatched about 5 a.m. yesterday the first floor of that building, licensed by the state of Wisconsin to care for up to 21 residents. A city bus was brought into the scene as a warming shelter for those individuals as fire crews and We Energies dealt with the reason behind that call for help. A Columbus, Wisconsin repair shop where a teenager was killed on a job back in June has been cited by OSHA for more than a dozen serious safety violations and nearly $120,000 in fines. 17-year-old Dusty Babcock was pinned inside of a machine at G.D. Robertson Company. He died of his injuries 6 days later. OSHA issued the company 16 serious safety and health violations, one less serious violation after an inspection. An agency news release says proper lockout devices and training could have prevented the tragedy. For some companies, 2016 can't end fast enough. The company that makes those airbags for tens of billions of cars all over the world is going to have to continue dealing with a nightmare from this year.
The recall of defective Takata airbags continued to expand this year, reaching almost 100 million vehicles worldwide, 70 million of them in the U.S. The defective airbags are blamed for at least 11 deaths and more than 150 injuries. It could take years for all of the defective airbags to be replaced in what the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has called the largest and most complex safety recall in American history. Front driver side or passenger side airbags need to be replaced in cars from 14 automakers. I'm Christopher Cruz.
North Chicago-based Abbott Laboratories getting the green light from federal regulators for a proposed $25 billion acquisition of medical device maker St. Jude Medical. Federal Trade Commission says Abbott won antitrust approval after it agreed to sell two medical devices to a Japanese company. That resolves concerns the acquisition would stifle competition. Company is selling two cardiovascular devices to the Temural Corporation. European antitrust regulators, they agreed to the deal last month, provided the companies divest on the two devices. And the Wisconsin DNR has got a 15-year plan to fight chronic wasting disease, and people can now let the agency know what they think of it. There's an online survey available. Big Game manager Kevin Wallenfang says the proposal focuses in on limiting the spread of CWD by monitoring new outbreaks and more testing, though it does not include any calls to thin herds in areas with high numbers of CWD cases.
The survey itself is live until January 3rd, and then we will compile all the results from that, and we will provide those to the county deer advisory councils, who will be getting together for a couple of weeks in January.
Some outdoors groups have been calling on the DNR to take a much more aggressive approach toward fighting chronic wasting disease. City of Racine residents with regular garbage and recycling pickup today, and those on the Monday route who got skipped because of the holiday were urged yesterday to be putting materials at the curb for potential pickup earlier than normal today. Collections actually began at 5 o'clock this morning to allow DPW workers the chance to attend the funeral of Mark Gates, their fellow employee, who was killed recently when he was pinned against his recycling collection truck by a car on Washington Avenue. Gates' funeral is scheduled for 10 o'clock this morning at Festival Hall. The Monday route pickup today is only solid waste. It is not recycling. For the regular Wednesday trash collection, recycling is being picked up in the Gold area. Word from City Hall is that if the collection routes are not finished today, then they will be extended into Thursday. City of Burlington officials considering an extension of the solid waste collection contract with John's Disposal, which currently runs through the end of next year, and perhaps even a weekly recycling program. The Whitewater-based company has offered the city an 18 cents per household discount for next year if the contract is extended another 4 years. This according to DPW Director Jim Burglis.
Where it would just be a cost of living increase for each year after that. Instead of having a multi-year contract, they leave it open where they can discuss it at the end of each year based on the cost of living increase.
He explained the city would have some options with a higher than documented cost of living increase. One alderman, John Schultz, asked about a weekly recycling pickup, said people are actually recycling more these days. Company president Brian Jonkjes says that the weekly recycling, well, that could be done for less than an extra dollar a month.
So in Burlington, I don't know how much less. I would have to figure it out. But the selling point on it would be is that we are seeing, like, I think it's this online ordering, it's the Amazon, and there's just people have so many boxes and so much stuff that what we're finding is that we're getting more recycling than we ever did, more cardboard, and I believe there's a lot more of it in the garbage too, because when the cart's full, people just kind of put it in the garbage.
City staff instructed to crunch the numbers for a weekly recycling component to the solid waste contract, and the extension issue is scheduled for final action at the Burlington Council's meeting next Tuesday night. Just a reminder for folks in the city of Kenosha, they can drop off their Christmas trees at 15 locations around the city through the end of next month. Trees can be dropped off inside the green snow fenced in enclosures at each location. The trees will be chipped, then used as mulch in the city's parks during the year. To prevent damage to the chipping equipment, you're being asked to remove all the tree bags, the ornaments, the stands, and the nails, any other objects connected with the trees. Other holiday greenery, such as wreaths and garland, should be put out with regular trash collection in the city of Kenosha. Christmas tree disposal sites include Wolfenbuttel, Petretti, Roosevelt, Endy, Sunnyside, Columbus, Lincoln, and Washington Parks. Well, it came up on the campaign trail, and it's been talked about for years now in the Wisconsin legislature, although efforts to amend the rules on student loan debt, including refinancing opportunities, well, they've gone nowhere. The average debt of a four-year public university, $29,500. Tim Morrissey reports.
Democrats in the state legislature have introduced bills in each of the last several sessions that would allow students to refinance their student loans, but it has gone nowhere. Annalise Eicher of the advocacy group One Wisconsin Now says the numbers for Wisconsin are staggering. Figures from the Institute for College Access and Success indicate that about 70% of Wisconsin college grads leave school with student loan debt bills to pay. Nationally, levels of student loan debt have risen in the past year, and Wisconsin mirrors that trend. Wisconsin remains in the top five states nationally for percentage of college grads with student loan debt. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
And just this note, the Racine County Council will not be meeting again until January the 17th, according to the city clerk's office. It announced the normally scheduled first Tuesday of the month session has been canceled for next week due to a lack of agenda items or items that are not time sensitive and can wait until the 17th. Also contributing to the schedule change, the fact that no committee meetings are taking place this week. Two originally were listed for gatherings, but those were canceled. Those committee sessions are all going to be resuming after the first of the year. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. Our newscasts are there with the local news section holding those podcasts. And you can get updates and other information via Twitter at WRJN News. That's how you get them throughout the day. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.